So I want to share one Dvar Torah in the parasha and one Dvar Torah regarding Shavuos. There is a very interesting question that people ask regarding Shavuos, and it is one act of Shavuos is that it is called by the rabbis, we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, Zman Matan Torah, the time that we receive the Torah. And the truth is that there are really two questions on that. One is, the Magen Avraham points out, technically, we receive the Torah the day after Shavuos, because if you make the Cheshbon, we left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, we received the Torah on a Shabbos, so it's actually 51 days after the Mitzrayim. So, because the Gemara says, kol modim b'Shabbos nitna Torah. And the question is whether it was the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. Shavuos is the only holiday that's not really a function of a date of the month. It's a function of its offset to Pesach, 50 days. So the Magen Avraham points out, so what's going on here? Turns out that the day that we received the Torah was the day after Shavuos. 50 days later, it was on a Friday. That's one question. And the second question, which is maybe even more fundamental question, because the technical question is really with regard to the aspect that Shavuos is called Zman Matan Torasenu, it was a miserable failure, because in the end that was broken, the luchos were broken, and we had to receive the Torah on Yom Kippurim. So Lemaisa, if with regard to the aspect of Zman Matan Torasenu, why is Shavuos highlighted? Let's make Yom Kippur Zman Matan Torasenu. It's not a kasha why Shavuos is the holiday, but the truth is, Hashem has other cheshbonos. It's 50 days after Pesach, Chag HaKotzir, right? That's what the Torah highlights. But the Zman Matan Torah Seinu aspect of Shavuos, which is really the Iker idea that we always focus on, that didn't end up so well, right? That did not end up, you know, we would not celebrate Lemashal, we wouldn't celebrate, you know, the anniversary of a first marriage. Right, we don't want to do that. And but all indications, the concept of Yom Kippurim is really like a renewal of vows, a renewing of the marriage. That's a really fundamental question. So the answer to the first question of why it is that we celebrate day 50 versus day 51. So many people say the following concept. It's true that the Shabbos nitna Torah, that we receive the Torah on Shabbos, but the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu added one day midaito, one day of Shloshes Mehagbala, he added by his own cheshbon. It's the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches, I think it is. So the Gemara he added one day. So really, the day of Friday was the day that Hashem was willing to be no sein haTorah. Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. It's the time that Hashem gave us the Torah. Memela what? Memela, in that regard, it's not when we decided to be Mekabalit. It's the day that Hashem chose us, the day that Hashem was Bocher us, right? So therefore, on that day, we celebrate what we decided to be Mosev Midaitenu. That's our own Cheshbon. That's one answer. There's much more to say about that piece. But in the second question, which is really the more fundamental question, why we're celebrating Shavuos and not Yom Kippurim, so Rav Shimshon Pinkus Atzal says a very beautiful idea. Before I present to you his idea, I just want to say one little hosafa, just one little additional point. And that is, I think my whole question is really based on a ta'us. We didn't get divorced and remarried. We had a separation, and we reunited. And when one gets separated and they reunite, maybe they make a special celebration of the reunity day, but as far as they know, they don't cancel the anniversary. That means to say, right, that it's impossible for Klal Yisrael and Hashem to get divorced. And the Gemara says that explicitly in Maseches Yuma, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is different than God breaks his own Torah. Godol tshuva shedoche lo sase sheva Torah. Tshuva is so great that it nullifies the law of Sase Sheva Torah, because in the Torah it says that if the woman is unfaithful on her man, the marriage is over. But God took Klal Yisrael back. Va'at zonis reyim rabim, the pasuk I think says in Hosea, that what you went and you went to many different friends, and yet still Hashem took you back. And Egel Azov represents, as I heard many years ago, and like to point out, the verb of infidelity, both for marital infidelity and for avodah zarah, is one and the same. And that is the word zana, zayin nun hey, znus, zona, etc. And Hashem tells Moshe that after you leave the world, v'kama amazeh v'zana acharei Elohei Mechar. And as the Yerushalmi points out, the Ten Commandments can be written, but can be read both vertically and horizontally. So if you take a look and see, the second commandment, according to many, is do not have any other gods. And the other side, commandment number 7, is do not commit adultery. Because the act of theological infidelity, right, the act of theological adultery is leaving the Ribbono Shel'olam. So, but God, the Ribbono Shel'olam, is more loyal to us than we are to Him. Mimela, it could be that gufa is the celebration of Shavuos. The fact that after Yom Kippur, we were able to come back to the Madre, able to come back and recognize that the bris is immutable. And it's interesting to point out, this is the Gemara says this, that the Torah was given with 3 brises. Torah is nitna begimel brises, brachas mulches amibes. Torah nitna begimel brises. Do not be impressed. I just learned this last night. Torah nitna begimel brises, number 1. The bris of Sinai, number 2, the bris of Arvos Moav, number 3, the bris of Har Gerizim and Har Eval. The bris of Sinai, the covenant of Sinai, a bris, where there is bris, there is blood, right? By Avram Avinu, bris Mila, etc., bris Ben Avisaron, bris Mila, there's always going to be the concept of blood, even by the Havdil Elif Alpha, and even more Alephim, by the fraternities and sororities, the olden days, blood brothers, right? The concept of coming together, we're one and the same. The first bris is that we have a merged persona, that Hashem and Klal Yisrael are one, right? Yisrael, kutcha b'chavel reis achadhu. So the concept of that bris, what was given on Shavuos is the Knisas bris. You look at Parakaf Dalid in Parashas Mishpatim, there is a bris before the giving of the Torah. So what is being celebrated on Shavuos? The Knisa la bris. And therefore, if you take a look, you'll see that before they received the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu read from the Sefer HaBris, the Book of the Covenant. What was the Sefer HaBris? It's Machlokes Rashi, Ramban. Was it the first from Bereishis until Yisroel? That's Rashi's understanding. But the Ramban says it was the Aseres HaDibris, and it was Parshas Mishpatim, whatever it is. But there was a book covenant, and there was blood from of Olos and Shlamim, etc. So the Shavuos is a celebration of Knisa la bris, and therefore we're celebrating not the Torah. The Torah that we learn is the Torah of Yom Kippur. But Shavuos is the coming together, being bonded in a way that we were an immutable reality. We cannot be changed. We are an eternal reality. We cannot get divorced, chas v'shalom, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is one idea. A second idea, which is also something to think about in terms of celebrating Shavuos, is that Rav Pinkus points out in a very beautiful analysis that Shavuos is really a flash of greatness. According to Chazal, that before the chait of the Egel Hazav, we had gone back for a moment to the pre-chait Gan Eden reality. Paska zuha masan, the zuama, the spiritual spiritual impurity of the nachash had been removed, and therefore the Gemara says something stunning. The Medrash maybe says that charus al haluchos, that when it talked about the writing was etched on the luchos, we were charus mimalach hamavis, charus from the Yetzirah. We had achieved immortality, if but for a moment. And that immortality was broken again with the Chet Egel Hazav, which sort of gives an interesting parallel between the Chet Egel Hazav and the Chet Adam HaRishon, which people talk about. That we had gone back to the Adam Arishon before the Chait. And then what happened was that we lost it, and then we had to get it back, the Torah of Yom Kippurim. So says Pinchas, I'll just give you the core idea. He says, because in life, we find that at moments, at times we are inspired, either at times in our life or at periods in our life. We had an amazing spiritual high of a Shavuos. We had an amazing Shmona Esrei. We were able to accomplish some massive, like, you know, week or month in a yeshiva. Whatever it is, we had some type of spiritual period which was well beyond our normal capabilities. But we then go back to regularly scheduled programming and go back to what we, shall we say, is our more of our baseline reality. But that inspirational time or that flash is really what we have within us. It's not something that's separated from us. And he says, therefore, when we find people who come back to tshuva can achieve unbelievably sort of gigantic changes in a relatively short period of time, it's not because they're changing, it's because they're revealing. It's not because they're becoming something different, it's because they are becoming who they really are. They're digging into the reality. And in that sense, we find, or Soleitchik says a beautiful thing, but this is a famous idea. The Gemara Nida Daf Lamed, or Lamed Aleph, says that the baby learns all the Torah and then he forgets it, and everybody wonders why teach him in the first place, exercising futility. And the answer that Soleitchik gives is because, no, the Baal Tshuva is returning to his real self. Mi Itneini Yarche Kedem. Let me be able to plug in to those early months of my life. That special time in my life when I learned Torah in that way was like Adam Arishon Kadam Achein. It's like what? It's like we were in the womb. We had no Yetzirah, right? So what's that about? It's because the process of becoming great is not changing who I am. It's revealing who I am. And that's really what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is the flash of inspiration, which sometimes will what? Will then yield to the regular, normal challenges of life. So the great Shmona Esrei and the great spiritual moment then fades away, and then we struggle, right? And in Lemaisa, I just want to be most of one point here, and that is very often in life, we find this is the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu is manhig, creates for us new realities. We say, Lev Tahar Berali Elokim, Beruach Nachon Chadesh Bikirbi. Hashem created me with a Lev Tahar, with a Ruach Nachon Chadesh Bikirbi. We start like a certain very great enthusiastic spirit. And then it tapers off. Those first moments or the first beginnings of spiritual endeavor is always full of incredible, incredible exposure. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, what happened? They were exposed to Kriyas Yamsuf. And then what about after that? After that, they had 49 days of tremendous avoda, vachana. Why? Because that's the nature of life. You get married, right? It's a very wonderful chuppah, beautiful time. And then, at some point, that excitement wears off. The machlok is whether or not it's the moment you leave the chuppah or the moment you leave the wedding hall. But I call modim. And sorry, I shouldn't say that. It could be 50 years later. But not a great pre-wedding. Yeah. Please don't call me on that. Call Howard on that. So the nekuda is right. That's when the avoda begins. You have the inspiration. You have the inspiration, and then you have the avoda. And Shavuos is the inspiration, right? And then it's being able, and with this point here, being able to be connected to that ideal is something that we need to hold on to even when we're living in the life of the real. So just to make this point pragmatic, and that is sometimes, like, you know, so people have times in yeshiva, and then they go into the working world, and they're overwhelmed by the normal course of reality. But I know many people who will take a week off of the year and say, okay, I'm going back to yeshiva now. Either not much physically go back there to Israel for a week, right? Or they'll go to the yeshiva, whatever it is. Or they'll, what, it's like a joke. So what are they doing that? I mean, that's not who they are. No, the answer is that is who they are. But it just happened to be, technically speaking, they're, they, 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 they are what? They're able to, they're overwhelmed by the regular reality of daily life. But that's who they are, that's who they can be, and that's really who they are. I mean, Niehaus was honored at the Link banquet, you know, the banquet that you didn't attend? Rabbi Niehaus said the beautiful thing. He said that when he worked for many years, and he was far away from the yeshiva. He was working like everybody else, right? He said, but he always was makbid to try to spend time, like, you know, in the Beis Medrash, even when he was overwhelmed, spend like periods of time that he had connection, so that when he came out, when he was finished his long extended working, and now he was more semi-retired, so he was able to go back into the Beis Medrash, and he was able to feel that transition wasn't as radical. It's an interesting thing. You see retired people, so many of them, I see this in communities, from communities, many of them don't know what to do with their time, right? They don't. It's the gift of time and the curse of time, right? But it's interesting. You see a lot of Balabatim are able to learn for many hours of the day afterwards. What's the difference? So for many, it's because they, even during the time when they were working like crazy, they're always makbid to try to really have serious periods of time, so that it really wasn't a radical discontinuity. It was who they are. They always kept a picture of the ideal, even when they were living in the non-ideal. And this is really, in a certain sense, that's what the Shavuos idea is. Okay, that's a longer thread than I thought it would be. So I think we'll just stop here. Kol Tov.